The nation's largest law enforcement agency is trying to reform itself. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The federal government spends more on border control and immigration enforcement than every other federal law enforcement agency combined. Yet Border Patrol is beset by complaints of bribery and excessive force within the ranks of its 56,000 agents. As NPR's John Burnett reports, there's progress, but much work remains.
Hey, salgan.
A grove of salt cedars down by the Rio Grande in South Texas, a group of women and children from El Salvador fleeing gang violence has just crossed the river illegally. A Border Patrol agent follows them into the brush.
Señora, siéntate, siéntate. Señora, ¿dónde va? Se va a perder.
The kids are terrified of the uniformed officer. A sweating mother collapses in the tall grass in 90-degree heat.
Guys, do you want to get some water?
In a few minutes, a van arrives. The immigrants climb in and they leave for the station, where they'll ask for asylum. On this day, the agents are good guys. They're rescuers. The exhausted immigrants are grateful. That's not always the case. Some agents of Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have darker reputations. There have been frequent arrests for corruption and harsh criticism over the use of excessive force against migrants with no consequences. An independent review panel faulted the agency for its, quote, broken disciplinary process. Under new leadership, CBP is trying to bring about more transparency and accountability and train its personnel to de-escalate violent encounters. Agents who work on the border every day say it's unlike any environment in American law enforcement. A patrol boat speeds along the International River between curtains of thick carrizo cane.
Coming into the area. You guys need help?
Mullet flop in the muddy water and white egrets fly ahead. Agent Omar Puente says federal officers make easy targets.
All kinds of people throw rocks at us, even little kids and still in Pampers that see us and they just lob rocks at us. And there's been areas in Wesico where we were parked and it would be like 10 guys just show up to the bank, start throwing rocks at you, and it's a thing to do, I guess.
While Puente steers, Guillermo Mata scans the riverbank, shouldering an M4 assault rifle.
Agent Mata, how has the use of force training changed in the years that you've been in the Border Patrol?
I guess the main goal would be to try to remove yourself from the area first. That's what personally the change that I've seen.
CBP asked the respected Police Executive Research Forum, a best practices policy group, to look at 67 fatal shootings by border agents between 2010 and 2012. Its conclusion? Some agents were firing at moving vehicles and rock throwers, even though they posed no lethal threat. In an attempt to reduce shootings, CBP has handed down stricter rules on use of force. The agency has created interactive scenarios, like this one at the National Training Center in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, that mimic confrontations with rock throwers shouting taunts at agents. Every sworn officer is required to go through it.
Hands up. Drop the rock. Drop it.
The agent uses his taser rather than his handgun. This type of training is an attempt to avoid incidents like the death of Sergio Hernandez Huereca. The Mexican teenager was standing on the Juarez side of the International River when he was shot and killed by a federal agent who was in El Paso on the U.S. side. The agent maintains the boy was throwing rocks, though cell phone video contradicts this account. Neither CBP nor the Justice Department decided to take action against the officer. Huereca's mother, Maria Guadalupe Hernandez, sits in the living room of her rundown house in Juarez.
Yo digo que sí necesitan cambiar su modo de hacer las cosas.
The Border Patrol has to change its policy of how they do things. My son didn't want to cross into the U.S., and when he was hit in his back. I can't believe that this is allowed to happen, that a Border Patrol agent is allowed to kill someone on the Mexican side and nothing happens.
The Supreme Court will now decide whether Huereca's parents have a constitutional right to sue the federal officer in civil court. CBP has still not publicly explained this or other high-profile cross-border shootings that happened in the past, but the agency has made important changes going forward. It now publishes data on use of force incidents, and it's encouraging. Since 2013, use of firearms has fallen 42%, and use of less lethal devices like tasers and pepper balls has declined 38%. CBP created a new National Use of Force Review Board. So far, it has absolved agents in all four shooting incidents that it's investigated. And notably, the agency took the unprecedented step of appointing an outsider, Assistant FBI Director Mark Morgan, to lead the Border Patrol, believing that real reform would not come from within.
I think there's been some progress, but not enough.
Jim Tomczyk headed up CBP Internal Affairs for 8 years. The challenge, he says, is how to change the culture of an agency that believes deeply in its own exceptionalism.
In the 40 years I spent practicing law enforcement in three different agencies, it was my experience that the U.S. Border Patrol had an identity and a culture that was very different from the rest of U.S. law enforcement, that they were an agency that had not always been held accountable.
The Border Patrol traces some of its problems to the mandate to double its size under President George W. Bush. Tomczyk says some agents were hired that never should have pinned on a badge. Internal CBP records show that, on average, more than one agent has been arrested every month for the past 11 years, frequently for drug or human trafficking. That's a vastly higher rate than other federal police forces. CBP has tried to root out bad agents through aggressive polygraphing, but the Border Patrol Union has resisted. Again, Jim Tomczyk.
We came to clearly understand that many of those persons who sought out positions with the Border Patrol and field operations were doing so solely for the purpose of seeking out criminal opportunities and profit.
South Padre is a popular barrier island on the lower Texas coast. It's dotted with cantinas and high-rise condos. This is where CBP is confronting what may be the latest lurid example of corruption in its ranks. Last year, anglers out for redfish made a grisly discovery. They spotted the nude, headless body of a suspected drug smuggler floating in the bay. The investigation led to a safe owned by a Border Patrol agent. He has since been charged with capital murder. And inside that safe?
There was approximately a kilo of cocaine, $90,000 in cash. It's a ledger that included the sell price for the different quantities of cocaine.
And what else was in the safe?
A Border Patrol badge, commemorative badge belonging to Hoy Luna, and documents and records.
Gustavo Garza is the assistant district attorney in Cameron County. He's prosecuting five men for capital murder in the gruesome case, among them Border Patrol agent Joel Luna and his two brothers. Agent Luna has pleaded not guilty. The Luna case is a black eye for every officer on the force, says Harlingen agent in charge Henry Leo.
We don't want the public's confidence to be, you know, diminished. You know, if they see us and they see Luna, right? But the good thing is, I think we police each other. Like in some of the cases that I know about personally, it's been other agents that report it and take the lead in bringing this person down.
CBP critics welcome the changes, and they want more. They point to highway checkpoints where motorists complain of racial profiling and ports of entry where agents are accused of roughing up people who cross. For U.S. Customs and Border Protection, deep reform is a work in progress. John Burnett, NPR News.